did you feel physically after playing Monday night?
I came out, you know, straight. I didn't have any setbacks or anything like that. So keep ramping up the rehab. Just try and get as good as you can get. You know what I mean?
You're still going through a lot of treatment on top of practice.
Yeah. I don't think that's ever going to stop. I mean, I've been doing that since the hamstring, going home, rehab, all that stuff. So I don't think that's going to stop now.
Is there a chance you won't be right for the whole season?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, ankle's something you get on every single day, so you never really know. But I'm going to get as good as I can get. And I know once I'm comfortable, you know, cutting off in each and every way, I don't see that there'll be any problems with it, even if it's not 100.
You still got to think about it a little bit?
It's not so much to think about it, just like actually when you make the cut, you know, I remember I tried to make a cut in the game, and then ended up having to jump over him because I couldn't get upfield. So it's just little things like that, but it's coming back.
So is it a matter of when you make a cut, you can still feel it?
Yeah. It's not so much a mental thing. It's when you actually go to make the cut and you turn out and you put force on it the same way that you created the injury, it's a little difficult.
That still makes you hold back a little bit on the field, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
But the good news, Odell, is that the medical staff has cleared you to play, so now it's a matter of your tolerance, right? Am I understanding it correctly?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's hard to get into the groove, you know, when you're in and out. So I look to play a lot more this week, in my opinion.
Odell, do you think you're healthy enough to be able to take over a game the way that you have in the past?
I mean, I told you my mind is on another level. I feel like I could take over a game at any time, no matter ankle or anything like that. So it's just a matter of getting those opportunities and making the most of them. And just playing as a team, we have to play better in each and every phase, defense, special teams, offense. We just got to do better.
Odell, with this team at 0-2, how much do you want to be that difference maker on Sunday so this team could win a game?
0-2, 16-0. I always want to be a difference maker. And I think last year around week 5, you know, we were 2-3. So there's never really any panic in my eyes. I know that's a long season. We didn't have a good start, but it's really not about how you. I know it's cliche. It's not about how you start. It's how you finish. But it really is.
You say you think you'll play more this week. Is that your hope, or do you expect it?
That's what's gonna happen.
Are you lobbying the coaching staff, or have they?
I'm playing.
You were at LSU. Did you match up with Jalen a lot, practices and such?
Yeah, Jalen and I went at it. This is like we went at it every single day. We fought. We competed every day. So this is a guy who I've gone against. A guy who I've competed against, have respect for, and I'm happy to see him in the league and doing his thing. You know, unfortunately, he plays down for the team at Philly, but you know, it's a guy who I've gone against. So I do expect to see him and. The other corners as well. I know Darby went down, so they have some other guys filling in and stepping up and playing their role.
You know, last few years, and I think since you've been here, Philly has kind of owned the Giants' number. I think it's 5 out of the last 6. Is there a common thread as to why this matchup has become so difficult for the Giants?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, every time I've gone to Philly, we've lost. They beat us at home, or just for some reason. They've had our number, but this is an opportunity for a new year and to turn things around. And this is a big game for us. We need to win. And what better team to beat than Philly?
Ben has been a little bit critical in some spots about Eli the other day and in the offseason as well. Do you guys pay mind for that, and do you have any reaction to it?
To be honest, I used to pay a lot of attention to what is said outside of this building and stuff, and now I really don't. It's going to make no difference to me what somebody says outside of here, so I don't pay attention. Well, it's outside because it's getting brought into here. He said it, but it's still getting rid about. So that to me isn't going to bother me. I'm still going to talk to Tim the same way. Me and Tim are still going to have the same mentality each and every day. So that, honestly, there's nothing that can really be said that's going to make me feel a way about somebody on this team.
You still believe in him? 100%.
All day, every day. I talk to him about passing up whoever's in front of him, touchdowns, yards, all of that. We talk about all that. So do I believe in 10? Absolutely. Is it going to lead us there? Absolutely. He's done it before, and I don't see why he wouldn't do it again. It just had a slow start, you know.
How frustrating two more is guys. As a receiver when you're running routes before you can even turn back and Eli's on his back?
It's frustrating to not get the ball. Frustrating is not really the right word. So don't quote me on that because I know how that now it would be. I'm frustrated that I don't get the ball. But as a receiver, you want the ball, period. So to look back and you see Eli getting sacked, it's not cool, especially you feel like you got open on this route. You know, you finally might have got your break. You get open and he's on the ground. It's tough. It's tough. And I feel like, you know, we haven't put our best foot forward, but that's what you get these games for, is a chance to make yourself better and come out and do better than you did last week, and that's what we have to do.
How do you stay kind of measured and on an even keel despite the team being 0-2? I mean, some people would say it's time to panic.
Those people aren't on this team, I don't think. I don't really see any panic. There's no fear in my heart about being 0-2. It's just a time to dig deep, you know what I mean? Make plays when you need to make them, turn things around. You know, you can go 0-5, win the next 11, and you might, you never know. I think Giants won a Super Bowl when they were 9-7 here, something like that. So I don't really count us out.